We welcome in Tracy Sawyer again from Community Connections. Tracy, good to have you back in the studio.
Thank you, Tristan. Good morning to you.
Now, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, if you don't mind, tell us how did the prescription drug collection go at the end of February?
Well, the prescription drug collection was amazing. We do appreciate the community's support of that. We received over 36 pounds of prescription medicine. So, again, if you just think about approximately 1,700 pills per pound, and we received over 36 pounds, that's a lot.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah, think about how much just the average pill weighs. I mean, it's next to nothing. So to have that large amount collected here in Lincoln County is huge.
It is huge, Tristan. And just a reminder, it will be again on the third Saturday of this month, provided that the COVID risk dial is in the safe zone.
We used to say weather permitting. Nowadays, it's COVID permitting.
That's correct. It's COVID permitting.
Now, what did you want to hit on today, Tracy?
We would like to educate the public and let them know that Community Connections, the substance abuse prevention, is starting a marijuana prevention campaign.
Okay.
Community Connections has a mission and value statement on our position on marijuana on our website, and we are starting the campaign today. We are going to have some public service announcements that will be available on our social media pages. So we are encouraging the public to like these, comment if needed, and share these, please. They're wonderful public service announcements, courtesy of SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sure, sure. Obviously, marijuana prevention here in Lincoln County, a huge part of what Community Connections does. We know the dangers of marijuana, specifically as a gateway drug into other dangerous illegal drugs as well.
That is correct. In marijuana, the risk are real.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And just, again, today's marijuana is much stronger with THC levels. And again, you can read about more of this on our social media pages. We do encourage these pages to be liked and shared among everyone. So we also realize that spring break is happening with North Platte Public Schools. And again, we encourage students to go to the Community Connections social media pages to read about this information, to watch these public service announcements, and to like and share these.
In today's world, students have so much information at their fingertips, but the question is that factual information? Is that accurate information? And with Community Connections, we know this is fact-based information that folks can trust and rely on.
That's correct. It's scientifically proven. And Community Connections supports the SHARPS survey, which is done with public schools every 2 years. It was not completed in 2020 due to COVID, but it will be completed in 2021 with area Lincoln County schools. It's an anonymous student survey that questions various drug usage. And here's a statistic from 2018. It states that marijuana was easy or very easy to obtain, and 55.3% of all 12th grade students surveyed in Lincoln County said that marijuana was very easy to obtain.
Wow.
So that's over half of all the students surveyed in Lincoln County.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, right here in Lincoln County.
Correct.
Wow. I think we always have the misconception with some of these drugs, too. We think, oh, that's not a problem we have in North Platte. That's not happening here. Not my home, not my kids, not our community. But this survey proves that marijuana is accessible for the youth in our community. We're neighbors to Colorado, where we know marijuana is much more relaxed in their state, makes it easier and more accessible here in Nebraska. And then the pipeline that is Interstate 80 also makes that accessible, too, we've heard from law enforcement. So there is dangers in this survey that you referenced, Tracy, proves that this is accessible in Lincoln County, unfortunately.
That is correct. This data does not lie. And again, we have some wonderful literature on our social media pages that we do encourage people to go to the Community Connections website, Facebook, Instagram pages, read these, watch the PSAs. They're very powerful. Mm-hmm. And share these with others.
We know the dangers of marijuana as a gateway drug, but obviously there's more than just the danger of a gateway drug involved with the marijuana.
That's correct. Again, today's marijuana is much stronger. It's not what was cultivated in the 60s or mm-hmm. 70s or even 10 years ago. It is much stronger THC levels. And that is scientifically proven. The risk of addiction, 1 in every 10 people. Again, scientifically Jeez. Proven.
Wow. Tracy, is there anything else you want to add this morning?
Tristan, just a reminder again for people to go to our social media page, Community Connections, and like and share this information.
Absolutely. Definitely spread the word. Spread the facts, too.
Correct.
So if folks want to get more information, Tracy, can you remind us of the social media accounts again and how to get more information locally?
You bet. They can go to the Community Connections Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. They can also call the phone number for Community Connections, and they can just, again, like and share. We'll have some great information available on our social media.
And the facts, too. Science-based facts.
Correct.
Awesome. Tracy, we sure appreciate the time and appreciate the great work that you and your colleagues are doing at Community Connections.
Well, thank you, Tristan.
We're going to step aside for a quick time out here on Mugs in the Morning. The local conversation continues next on Husker Radio's KODY.